From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of studies in the book of Joshua. Today, he concludes a message bearing the title, An Ancient Answer to a Timeless Problem. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, written by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Cure for Envy. The text is Proverbs 23, verses 17 and 18. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. When we see the wicked prosper, we are apt to envy them. When we hear the noise of their mirth and our own spirit is heavy, we half think that they have the best of it. This is foolish and sinful. If we knew them better, and specially if we remember their end, we should pity them. The cure for envy lies in living under a constant sense of the divine presence, worshiping God and communing with Him all the day long, however long the day may seem. True religion lifts the soul into a higher region, where the judgment becomes more clear and the desires are more elevated. The more of heaven there is in our lives, the less of earth we shall covet. The fear of God casts out envy of men. The death blow of envy is a calm consideration of the future. The wealth and glory of the ungodly are a vain show. This pompous appearance flashes out for an hour, and then is extinguished. What is the prosperous sinner the better for his prosperity when judgment overtakes him? As for the godly man, his end is peace and blessedness, and none can rob him of his joy. Wherefore, let him forego envy and be filled with sweet content.
I am amazed that God could ever love me.
I am amazed. is the wondrous message we have heard.
Oh, I am amazed that God would ever save me. Not but the cross could take away my sin. The faith in Christ, eternal life he gave.
If you have been blessed by the beautiful sacred music which forms a part of Let the Bible Speak, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. These songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. To obtain a copy, you may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may call 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for your free copy of Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today. In Joshua chapter 18 and verse 3, Joshua asked the children of Israel, How long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? God's people may well ask themselves the same question. Am I living in the fullness of all that Christ has purchased for me by his death on the cross? Dr. Cairns has sought to analyze this problem, presenting the reasons for God's people failing to make the progress they should be making in the Christian life. Among the reasons for this failure may be indolence, procrastination, fear of failure, or just plain unbelief. Another cause for the problem may be found in an attitude of slackness toward vital spiritual exercises, such as Bible study, prayer, and obedience to God's Word. Some believers fail to make progress because they're trying to live on someone else's spiritual experience. As Dr. Cairns will point out, there are scriptural solutions to these problems. First and foremost, the child of God needs to be taken up with Christ, his person and work. It is as we live in the light of Christ's salvation that we'll know the power of the Holy Spirit, which alone enables us to possess all that is ours in Christ. Now to conclude this message, an ancient answer to a timeless problem, here is Dr. Cairns.
The problem with these people was that they were slow to do what they knew they ought to do. They knew what they ought to do. There's no doubt about it. And that's true of most of God's people. They had no doubt as to what they ought to do, but they just didn't do it. They were slow to do it. God's people, by and large, I know there are problem areas There are difficult decisions where it takes a lot of pondering and a lot of understanding of the Scriptures. And I'm not at all to be understood as denying that. But for the most part, God's people know what they ought to do. The trouble is not lack of knowledge, it's lack of will. They are slow to do it. I mentioned the Southern Baptists a while ago. Southern Baptists once had a great preacher. His name was George W. Truett. Many of you may have heard of him. Sadly, many of you haven't. Americans seem to know all the wrong kind of Americans, and the greatest Americans who have ever lived have gone down into oblivion. But George W. Truett was a great, great preacher. And he once said, "Not to do what we ought to do is as bad as doing what we ought not to do." How true. There are Christians who pride themselves, "I wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't do that," and they're that busy wouldn't doing things that they don't do the things they ought to do. What a problem. This comes down to the fact then that they're living on the strength of someone else's experience of power with God. That's what was wrong with these seven tribes. Oh, they were in the land. Because Ephraim and Judah had already gone in and possessed the south and the north. They were sitting there at ease. They were living on the strength of someone else's experience of the power of God. Remind you of spoon-fed Christians. I think of Christians and I think, I would to God, I could say we don't have one of them here this morning, but I wonder. I wonder that the only real study of the Bible you ever do is what I do with you here or some of the other preachers do with you here. The only real time you spend in prayer is when we bow together here and someone else leads you to the throne of grace. Now there is a place for this. But oh, you should not be living merely on the strength of someone else's experience of God and of grace. One other way to put the problem. The longer they delayed, the more difficult their task became. Because the more entrenched their enemy became, the more bitter the battle would be. I tell you, Christian, there is no better time than today than to seek your God and to get to the place where you will go in and possess your possessions fully in Christ. Now that's the problem. What was the solution? Well, this is why I call this an ancient answer to a timeless problem. We have been able to identify with the problem. Well, I think you'll see the solution while it's in the Old Testament is thoroughly a New Testament solution. Look at verse 4. "Give out from among you three men for each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall rise and go through the land and describe it according to the inheritance of them, and they shall come again to me." What was the answer to the problem? Go through the land and survey it. Go and survey the land. Look at the land. Understand what the land has for you. See it in all its fullness. Come back and describe it to the people in all its glory. Why did Joshua do that? Well, I think his purpose was the very same as the purpose that we had in mind as we sang from the 48th Psalm this morning. Verses 12 through 14. "Walk about Zion, go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." Joshua wanted these people to go in and see the land, understand its glories, come back and tell, so that the generation there would be stirred up and the people of God, having caught a glimpse of what was possible, would be no longer willing to sit back in less than God's best. The meaning is very simple. Learn about Christ and His full salvation. And then you will yearn for Christ and His full salvation. Learning always leads to yearning. And I would say this to you. If your learning has not given you a heart yearning after Christ, your learning has something radically wrong with it. This is not just academic. This is not merely to fill your brain. This is to fill your brain and move your heart. Learn. Think of the fullness of Christ. Think about the joy of full assurance. Think of the freedom of living your life in the light of the imputed righteousness of Christ. The freedom of justification. The freedom of having a Christ-centered life where you hate your sin and yet you live in the freedom of the righteousness of Christ. You know I am accepted by God. Christ's righteousness is mine. I stand as perfect as He does in God's sight. He loves me as much when I fail as when I succeed. And yet, I hate my failure and I yearn to succeed. That's living in the light of your justification. So many Christians, you know, are on a constant guilt trip through life. Devil just comes and they're like a puppet on a string. He just pulls the string and the puppet jumps. Americans have a very good term for it. I never heard of it until I came here. A knee-jerk reaction. Don't know where that came from unless it's the doctor tapping your knee and out your leg goes. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But it describes it perfectly. Christians living by guilt. Soul destroying. No peace. No joy. No victory. That's not the way the Lord wants His people to live. The freedom of the gospel is living in the light of Christ our righteousness. It's living in the reality, therefore, of a progressing sanctification. Think of that. God's word says, sin shall not have dominion over you. Tell me, are there Christians here this morning? Crushed by the tempter? You feel your life is being ground down under the heel of satanic oppression and sinful power? Is that the will of God for you? Is that the best the gospel has for you? No, sir, it's not. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 3:18, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass or as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are literally being changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We are being changed. Now that tells you something. It tells you we're not all that we ought to be. We're not all that we want to be. But we haven't come to a dead stop. We are constantly being changed. And not just changed for change's sake. We are being changed into the image of our Savior. There is day by day, month by month, year by year, a growing likeness to Christ. There is a growing dawning of glory. We're being changed from glory into glory by the powerful working of God the Holy Spirit. Now that's real. It's not a theory. It's not just a theology. That's real. That's not the elite standard of Christian living. That is what Watchman Nee used to call the normal Christian life. That is the norm for God's people. That's what it ought to be in your life and in my life. Think of that. Consider it. Survey the land of the fullness of Christ. Think of the power of the Holy Ghost to serve God acceptably. I keep on saying, and I will keep on saying it, that in our Bible-believing churches we have almost outlawed the doctrine of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Brian Green, the minister, the Baptist minister in London, whom many of you have heard at BJ, and we have had him preach here as well. Brian Green always likes to say when people come up to him, especially over here in America, when he is known as a Baptist, and they come and say, "Are you a five-point Calvinist?" He says, "Oh, no, I'm not." And they smile. "I'm a six-point Calvinist." "What do you mean?" He says, "Well, I believe all the five, but I like to add the power of the Holy Ghost for service. The fullness of the Holy Ghost." Men and women, and Jesus promised his disciples, "Ye shall receive power." He meant it. There is power for service. When Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he was writing to the common people of God in chapter 5. And verse 18 he says, "Be filled with the Spirit." There are two aspects to the fullness of the Spirit. They are denoted by two closely related, but nonetheless distinct Greek verbs. One is a verb which speaks of a constant experience, a dwelling in the fullness of the Spirit of God, the constant operation, the sovereign lordship of the Holy Spirit applying Christ to the life. And then there is that crisis where God's power comes upon a Christian, where He fills him with that special enabling of the Holy Ghost for particular service. Those who are dwelling in the fullness under the control of the Spirit are people whom God can and will use by imparting mighty spiritual ability for given services. Men and women, this is real. This is real. This is normal Christianity. And the land is out there. It has already been won for us by the Lord Jesus Christ. How long are you slack to go in and possess it? Learn of it and yearn for it. I wonder, Christian, this morning, is there not in your heart a response that says, "Lord, I want to live in the joy of this full assurance, in the freedom of my justification through the imputed righteousness of Christ, in the reality of a progressing sanctification and likeness to Christ, and in the power of the Holy Ghost for service. I want to live in the fullness of Christ." Do you yearn for that today? Then enter in. You say, "How?" Well, how did you enter into the land in the first place? How did you enter into Christ at all? By faith? By taking Christ at His word on His own terms? How do you enter into the fullness? By taking Christ on His own terms. He is the Lord. I am the servant. I will have Christ. I will have a full Christ, a whole Christ. And I will, by the grace of God, have all that He purchased for me. Make that your prayer today. God answers prayer. Do not misunderstand me. Remember what I said earlier. I am not saying, as do the second blessing preachers, for instance, that you just pray that prayer and your battles are over. I'll tell you, your battles are just beginning then. When the tribes went in, they had to battle. Sanctification is never without battling. But I'm telling you, with the battle, there is a victory. There is a victory. Christ has purchased this. No enemy has the right to keep us out. So we come back to the question, how long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers have given you? Be slack no more. Take Joshua's answer to our timeless problem. Christ is the answer. Let us enter in to His fullness even today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.